Okay, Tov, good morning. We are during Daf Tedvav, Daf 15. We are on the bottom of Yudalet Amud Bed, 14b at the Mishnah. Today's class will be for the Refuah, Shalema, Vod Chalim, Vichalam, Shemda, Baruch HaMelech HaNishan, El Mechanu Kam Nifkas, Arab Marmini, Shalom HaSaharan, David, Marech HaNifa, Badim, Rav Rav Kav, Dachem, Nifkam, Vesef, Shalom HaShem, Parmena, Moshe Ben Chana, Yifa, Ben Miriam, Yehuda, Ben Yifa, Chazim, Chalem, Rech HaMelech HaNas, Simcham, Ben Malka, Miriam, Ad Achev, Elizu, Ben Miriam, Chana, Leana, Ben Omer, Chas, Sabat, Amar, Sabat, Chana, Gebar, Gidu, Ben Barakha, Dan, Ben Esther, Yitzchak, Ben Oli, Akod, Adam, Ben Malka, Hashem, Ben Malet, Arya, Ben Yifa, Yosef, Ben Yerosh, Ben Shem, Ben Yina, Yosef, Ben Yifa, Daniya, Medina, Simcham, Ben Yana, Parmena, Ben Gidu, Ben Yana, Kubash, Ben Yana, Ben Yana, Ben Yana, Ben Yana, כבר יש שומן חנה, מה קבל בסדר, לא שלמה בן שם, סימן חן דבר. לא יסת, משה שנה, נבא תהילה בת מרים, רחל בת דינה, אבימו משה בן יפה, לעבדין לנשמע דוד בן אליהו, ליה דן בת אפרים, בן אפרים, בן אפרים, יש שומן משה, אבו עז בן אברהם, דינה בת אהרון, תמר ברכה בת אברהם, משה בן אפרים, אליהו בן יוסף, יצחק בן שלמה, שלמה בן יצחק חיים, לעבדין לרעיון, דבורה בת מרים. Okay, we're at the bottom of the page on 14b at the Mishnah. Mishnah begins. Konam Shani Yashen. Somebody says, konam, which is a lashon of a neder, of my sleeping. Or sha'ani medaber, of my speaking. Sha'ani mehalech, of my walking. Or ha'omer le'ishav, somebody says to a woman, konam sha'ani meshamshech. Or if he says, I am taking a neder, konam, let's say he's talking to his wife, of my cohabitation with you. All of those cases, hare ze beval yachel devaro. He was now subject to the isur, to the violation of, the prohibition of, don't violate your word. Meaning, he now, that's considered a neder, and if he violates what he said, then he violates that prohibition. So the Gemara comes to explain this Mishnah. Itmar, we learned over here, konam einai v'sheina hayom im ishan lemachar. If somebody says that he takes a neder regarding his eyes sleeping today, if he sleeps tomorrow. Meaning, if he sleeps tomorrow, he's not allowed to sleep today. That's the neder he's taking. So it's a condition of tomorrow. So Amar Rav Yehuda says, Amar Rav, Al Yashen Hayom, he shouldn't sleep today. Shema Yishan LaMachar, because he might sleep tomorrow. Right? His neder is that if I sleep tomorrow, I can't sleep today. So Rav Yehuda says, don't sleep today, because he might sleep tomorrow. Whereas Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman disagrees and says, Yashen Hayom, he can sleep today. V'lo Chashinan, Shema Yishan LaMachar. And we're not afraid that maybe he's going to sleep the next day. So this machloket is a very important machloket. Now we're going to take Rav Yehuda's opinion that he says that you should set yourself this boundary of not doing the permitted thing today, lest you do you violate the condition tomorrow, which will retroactively cause you to violate the prohibition from yesterday. So we're going to take that and we're going to try to contradict that many times in the next stuff. Okay, umoder Rav Yehuda agrees beomer if somebody says konam einai b'sheina lemachar. Im ishan hayom, if somebody says that he takes a neder not to sleep tomorrow, if he sleeps today, Rav Yehuda agrees in that case, she ishan hayom, that the person is allowed to sleep today. Why? Because we put damod ki lo mizdahir. When do we say that a person is? When should we be concerned that a person is not careful to avoid this prohibition? Bitna'a, when there is a condition, right? When tomorrow, if I sleep tomorrow, then I'm not allowed to sleep today. So it's based on the condition if I sleep tomorrow. Whereas in this case, aval beisura mizdaher. In this case, he slept today. He already passed that condition. Meaning his condition was, if I sleep today, then I'm not allowed to sleep tomorrow. He already slept today. So now when he gets to tomorrow, it's not a condition anymore. Now there's a prohibition at hand. He's going to be more careful not to sleep the next day because he took a neder not to sleep that day. So that's a case where Rav Yehuda would agree. But this is the opinion of Rav Yehuda. The Gemara continues. Tanan. It's taught in the Mishnah. Konam shani yashen. If somebody takes a konam that he on his sleeping, shani mehalech, he's walking, shani medaber, he's speaking, vechulei. We said in all those cases that the neder takes effect. So the Gemara says, hey chidame, what's the case over there? So, ilema kedeketane shani yashen. Maybe it's like we taught in the Mishnah, of that which I'm sleeping. Meaning he takes a neder not to sleep, not to do that sleeping. So the Gemara says, mi have nidra? Is that considered a neder? But that's not something that takes effect on a physical substance. Remember we said, if you remember earlier, we said that the difference between a neder, one of the differences between a neder and a shivua, is that a shivua has a chidush, that a shivua can take effect even on something that is not a physical substance. Whereas a neder can't. The Gemara quotes that. Atanan, we have a Mishnah. Chomer b'shvuot. Shavua is stricter. Shavuot chalot al davar sheyesh b'mamash, v'al davar she'en b'mamash. A shavua takes effect on anything, whether it's something that has a physical substance or not. Mash ein ken b'nedarim, which is not the same case by a neder. By a neder, it would not take effect on a physical, on a non-physical thing. So how come over here, if he says, I'm taking a neder on my sleep, but sleep is not a physical thing. It's not a physical part of his body. So the Gemara says, Vishena davar she'en b'mamashu. Sleep is something that is not a physical thing. It's not a physical substance. So how can you take a neder on that? So the Gemara says, Ela, I must say, Da'amar konam einai b'shena. No, he takes a neder on his eyes of sleep by sleeping. Meaning, his eyes are the physical substance over here. So that's what the neder really is.
Sleeping is not with the eyes, but
okay. So, okay, nachon, it's with the mind, with everything, nachon. Says the doctor. V'idelo yahiv shi'ura, mishav kinan lei ad da'avar isur bal yachel. If let's say he doesn't give the shi'ur, the amount of time he takes a neder not to sleep for, right? He just says, konam shani yashen. He doesn't say how long he's not going to sleep, right? Do we just leave him until he violates the isur? Meaning, here, look at the Mefarish. The Mefarish explains, Mishavkinan lei ha'avar vaday beisur lo yachel delo matze lemekam nafshe delo yashan, right? There's no way a person cannot sleep, right, for at least more than a couple of days. You can't sleep. You can't stay awake for more than a couple of days. So if someone takes a neder without giving a specific amount of days he's not going to sleep for, how can we just say, okay, he's automatically going to violate the isur? So what? How can we address that type of neder? So the Gemara says, V'hamar v'yochanan, v'yochanan says, Shivu'a shelo ishan, if somebody takes a swear not to sleep shlosha yamim for 3 days, what do we do? Malkinoto v'ishan le'altar. We give him lashes and we tell him go to sleep right now. Why? Because your swear is in vain. You just made a swear and that's not possible to keep that swear. So we tell him sleep right now and we give you lashes. So why? How can this take effect? So the Gemara says, "Ela, it must be the Amar Konam Enai B'Shena LeMachar Im Ishan Hayom." It must be he's talking about the case of condition. It says that he's taking a neder on his eyes from sleeping tomorrow. He's not allowed to sleep tomorrow if he sleeps today. So the Gemara says, "But Ha Amar It Kol BeIsurei Mizdahar." But you said that when it's an isur, the person is more careful. Meaning, he slept today. The next day arrives, he has a neder not to sleep that next day. He's going to be careful not to sleep that next day. Why is this a worry? So the Gemara says, "El pshita, it must be the earlier case. The Amar Konam Einai B'Sheina Hayom Im Ishan LeMachar. It must be talking about the case that he's saying a neder that I'm not allowed to sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So it's a condition on tomorrow. Where that was the machloka we brought between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, okay, let's say a case. Ve'in lo na'im hayom. Let's say this condition. This guy said, if I sleep tomorrow, I'm not allowed to sleep today. Okay, but let's say he didn't sleep today, right? Today passed. Today is Wednesday. He says, if I don't sleep on Thursday tomorrow, I'm not allowed to sleep. If I sleep on Thursday tomorrow, I'm taking a neder not to sleep today. That's his neder. So he says, Ve'il lo na'im hayom. If he doesn't sleep today on Wednesday, ki na'im lemachar mai bal yachid devaro ika. Let's say he sleeps tomorrow. What violation is there? There's no violation. So what's the problem? He passed today. He said, I'm not going to sleep today. I'm going to hold like a review. I'm not going to sleep on Wednesday. Thursday arrives, he goes to sleep. Okay, so now what violation is there? If he didn't sleep yesterday on Wednesday, retroactively, you're not going to go back and say, okay, no, we're going to restart. There's no Isur if he didn't sleep yesterday at all. He passed the time of Isur. That was where the Neder applied. So there's no Neder anymore. So Ela, it must be love bin Nayim. It must be that he actually, he dozed off, he slept. He did sleep. It's not that he didn't sleep. He did sleep yesterday. So what can we infer from here? Alma, we can see from here, Ite din Naim. It's possible that you're allowed to sleep. Even though he took a neder not to sleep today, if he sleeps tomorrow, he's allowed to sleep today because he knows he's not going to sleep tomorrow. This would be a contradiction on the opinion of Rav Yehuda on the previous Amud, that we said the Rav Yehuda says you shouldn't sleep today lest you sleep tomorrow. Okay? So this is the first contradiction of Rav Yehuda. So Gemara says, Kiketane de'inayim. No, what was meant to be taught was that if he sleeps, meaning it's not saying you should sleep, it's not saying you should lechatchila go sleep. Obviously, this is going according to Rav Yehuda. It's saying that if a person slept today, that's not violating the commandment as long as he doesn't sleep tomorrow. I mean, that's part of it. It's not saying that you should sleep today, though. So it's de'inayim, if you sleep. Ravina gives a different answer. Le'olam kideketane, it all goes back to what we said originally, that we answered the first way. Umay bal yachel, and what type of bal yachel, what type of violating the law is there? If let's say a person didn't sleep on Wednesday and Thursday arrived, what violation is there? He already passed Wednesday. So the Gemara says, midrabanan. It's a rabbinic type of bal yachid devaro, violating the commandment. Where do we see such a thing of a derabanan, of a rabbinic aspect of bal yachid? So the Gemara asks, umi ika bal yachid midrabanan? Is there such a thing of bal yachid, of don't violate your word rabbinically? Is that such a thing? So the Gemara says, in, yes, it is such a thing. V'hatanya, we have a braita, this is a support. The Tanya braita says, dvarim hamutarin, if something is permitted, v'acharim nahagu ben isur, and other people had accustomed themselves to being machmir, being strict and saying it's asur, I atar rashai lehatiran bifnehem, you're not allowed to permit that in front of them. Why not? Shne'emar lo yachel devaro, because the pasuk says, do not break your word. Meaning, even though it's something that's really, according to the letter of the law, it's permitted, since they are holding as a isur, you shouldn't go and permit it in front of them and do such a thing to them. So therefore, that's a rabbinic aspect, where this is another aspect where we learn out a midrabanan of the pasuk, bal yachil divaro. So too over here, there could be an aspect of derabanan, of a rabbinic law of bal yachil. So now, we're going to try to reject or review that again. Tan in the Mishnah, I think the Mishnah is later on in the Masechet Tanan. Sha'at nehenetli. If he says konam, he takes a vow from his wife. Sha'at nehenetli ad ha-pesach im telechi lebet avich ad ha-chag. Right now he's standing, the way the Mefaresh explains, he's standing in Adar. And he says to his wife, I'm taking a neder from anything that you benefit from me from now until Pesach. You won't be allowed to benefit if you go to your father's house from now until Sukkot. Mamash Rasha, he tells you, you can't go to your father's house. Right? So if you go to your father's house from now until Sukkot, you're not allowed to benefit from me from now until Pesach. So the Gemara says, it explains the case. Halacha lifnei Pesach, if she went before Pesach to her father's house, asura behana ato ada Pesach, she's forbidden to benefit from him until Pesach. Halacha lifnei ha-Pesach asura. So we can infer from here that if she went before Pesach, she's asura to benefit, but lo halacha, but if she didn't go before Pesach, lo, she would not be asura to benefit. Meaning to say, let's look at the Mefaresh. Mefaresh explained this. How is this a contradiction on Rabbi Yehuda? Oh, very good, very good. So let's see the Mefaresh. Here, ha im lo halecha. If she didn't go lifnei haPesach, before Pesach, eina asura ad haPesach. She's not forbidden on Pesach. Velo chashin and shemet halech lachar haPesach. We're not worried that maybe she'll go to her father's house after Pesach. V'nimtzet lemafreya nehenet meisur, and then retroactively she's going to be benefiting from the isur of before Pesach. V'kashel Rav Yehuda. This is difficult to Rav Yehuda. The Amar al yishan hayom shema yishan lemachar, because he said don't sleep today lest you sleep tomorrow. So we're not saying that here. We're saying we're not worried that she goes in after Pesach to her father's house, and then she would become asur to benefit from before Pesach. We're saying it's okay, we don't think she's going to go. So this is against Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was worried of maybe she's going to do X and then become asur by Y. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rabbi Abba, halacha lifnei Pesach, if she went before Pesach to her father's house, asura veloke, she's asur to benefit from him, asura. Asura, yes. No, it's not the Rabbanan. No. That was the previous case. We were talking about the Rabbanan earlier. Now she's Asura legamre. She's Asura to benefit from him because he took a neder. And she gets lashes. She's loken. And not only that, lo halacha, if she didn't go before Pesach, Asuras be'alma, she's still Asura. Why? Lest she go after Pesach. So it's not going against her view. That's actually going in support of her view that we were just made the wrong inference.
She didn't make it, her husband made the neder, exactly.
Okay, very good.
She gets
the malchut. Yes, the second case you're saying, second case.
Huh?
Yeah, she gets the malchut, yes.
Wow.
Because she violated the neder that he placed on her. Achara Pesach, if she goes after Pesach, it's violating the word of the husband, the neder that he took. Let's say she didn't benefit from him before Pesach. The neder was, you can't benefit from me until Pesach if you go to your father's house until Sukkot. So the Gemara says, if she didn't benefit from him before Pesach, is there a violation of Bal Yachel? Let's say before Pesach, she didn't benefit. Right? All of the Adar until Pesach passed, she didn't benefit from him. Now after Pesach arrives, she goes to her father's house. What Bal Yachel can there be now? She already passed the time of the neder, of where he said not to benefit from me. So there's no similar question to what we asked earlier. So where's the Bal Yachel? Where's the don't violate my word? Ela must be pshita de itane. It must be that she did benefit from him before Pesach. Alma, what do we see from here? Mitane, she's allowed to benefit from him. V'tiuvta, the Rav Yehuda, this is again another contradiction on the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Why? Rav Yehuda was of the opinion don't sleep today, lest you sleep tomorrow. We're saying she's allowed to benefit before Pesach, even though she may walk to her father's house after Pesach. We're not worried for that. So we're not worried for the opinion of Rav Yehuda.
What do you mean by mitaneh? What type of benefit?
He took a nether, not...
She lives in his house, she eats.
So that's part of the benefit. Okay, nachon. So maybe she has to support herself. She's not allowed.
She enjoys seeing him.
Nachon. It's a good question. Okay, so this is a contradiction of Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Ki ketane, what we were teaching was the ihitane. If she benefited, it's not she can benefit. It's if she did benefit, then she violates the commandment. But she's not necessarily allowed to benefit, lechatchila, and so this doesn't go against Rav Yehuda, who says that lechatchila, you shouldn't sleep that day if you took a neder not to sleep the next day, if your neder will apply today. It's not. We have another Mishnah. Shat nehenet li. Okay, this is the opposite case. He takes a neder, he says, konam, Sha'at nehenet li, anything that you benefit from me, ad ha-chag, until Sukkot, chag is Sukkot, im telechid beit avich, ad ha-pesach, if you go to your father's house until Pesach. So this is the opposite case around. He says you can't benefit from me until Sukkot if you go to your father's house until Pesach.
Like it's a kunam sha'at nehenet.
Exactly. Halacha lifnei Pesach, if she went to her father's house before Pesach, asura behana'ato ad ha-chag, she becomes forbidden to benefit until Sukkot. Umuteret lelech achar ha-pesach, and she's permitted to go after Pesach. Right? So what can we infer from here? Halakha asura. If she went, halakha asura. If she went, she is asura to benefit. She's forbidden to benefit until Sukkot. If she went before Pesach, lo halakha, lo. But if she didn't go before Pesach, then she does not become to benefit. She does not become asura to benefit until Sukkot. So let's see the Mefarash. The Mefarash explains here. Aval, he said, the Dibor Matchil Konam. Aval im lo halacha lifnei Pesach. If she didn't go before Pesach, ena asura lehenot me adar ad Pesach. She does not become forbidden to benefit from Adar until Pesach. If she didn't go from before Pesach, delo chashin al leshema telech adayin lifnei Pesach. We're not worried that she might go before Pesach. Still, we're not worried about that. V'tiyufta de Rav Yehuda damar al yishan, and it's the contradiction on the opinion of Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda says don't sleep today. You might sleep tomorrow. Same thing over here. You shouldn't let her benefit. You shouldn't let her benefit today. You shouldn't let her benefit today, lest she still walk before Pesach to her father's house. Why don't we worry for that touch of case? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Hu adin afilu lo halcha asura. Really, even if she didn't go before Pesach, she's still asura to benefit from her husband. Halcha asura veloke. If she went before Pesach, she becomes asura, and asura to benefit, and she gets lashes. Lo halcha, if she didn't go before Pesach, asura be'alma, she's just generally asur. Not no lashes. So it's not the inference that you made. Rather, this goes according to Rav Yehuda, and we answered another contradiction in his name. Meitive, we have another contradiction. If somebody says, Kikar zo alai hayom, imelech lemakom ploni lemachar. He says, this loaf of bread is forbidden to me today if I go to such a place tomorrow. Okay? Achal, if he eats it, harei ze bebal yelech. He's violating the commandment of don't go. He's not allowed to go to that place the next day. Exactly. So what is this showing? This is showing another contradiction on Rav Yehuda. How can we see that? Look at the Mefaresh. Kikar ze. Im achalo hayom, if he eats it today, v'halach lemachar, and he goes tomorrow, ovel, over, al achilato mishum bal yachel. He violates, don't eat, and you're bal yachel. Katane, but it's still taught, achal hayom, if he eats it today, v'lo katane lo yochal hayom. It didn't say, don't eat it today. So Alma, the Shafkina le'altar, we allow him to eat it today. V'lo chashin and shemei yalech le'machar. We're not worried he's going to go tomorrow. Someone says, I'm not eating this bread today if I go to somewhere tomorrow. We say, eat it today. You're not worried to go tomorrow. So what do you see? This is a contradiction. Shafkina is we leave the Issa, we leave him. Okay? So he said, we're not worried that he's going to do such a thing tomorrow, and we allow him to eat it today. This is against Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, make the boundary. Don't sleep today, lest you sleep tomorrow. So how do we explain this? So the Gemara says, Mi ketane ochel? Does it say to eat? Doesn't say to eat. Achal ketane. It says he ate. If past. Somebody ate. Exactly. All of these cases, the answer is the past. Right? Dechi achal hareze beval yelech. If he ate, he violates now. He gets into the category of don't go tomorrow to that place that you make a neder to. Halach, if he went there, hareze beval yachel divaro. If he went there the next day, now he violates commandment of don't violate your word. So, mehalech. Lo, and he says if he's saying essentially this is again another contradiction in our view that the Braita doesn't say don't go, Right? It doesn't say, don't go lechatchila. What does it say? Halach, if he wants to go, he went. Okay, now he violates the commandment of Bal Yachel. But that sounds like he's allowed to go. Mehalech lo, it doesn't say don't go. So this sounds like against Rav Yehuda once again. So the Gemara says, La Kashya. This is not, Vekashya la Rav Yehuda. This is a contradiction of Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Amar lach Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda would tell you, Hu hadin de litne mehalech. Really, he's even allowed to go, it should have even stated, mehalech, he can go. I did the katani resha, achal, and since in the resha, the initial part of the baraita, it said, ate, and didn't say eat in the present tense, de lo mitne le ochel, so you don't learn from there, that it's saying you're allowed to eat lechatchila. Tani seifa halach, that's why I thought he went, but really he's not allowed to go lechatchila. Meaning, it still goes according to Rav Yehuda. He's not allowed to go lechatchila. And it just stated it the same way the earlier part of the Braita stated it, to be in correspondence with that Lashon. Then we go back to our Mishnah. Ha'omer le'ishav, someone says to his wife, konam sh'ani mishamech, mishamshech, hare ze bebal yachel dvaru. Somebody says, neder, not to cohabit with his wife, he violates the commandment of bal yachel. So the Gemara says, v'hamishta'abed la midaoraita. But he has an obligation to his wife of, according to Torah law, as the Pasuk says, Dichtiv she'era kesutah ve'onata lo yigra, that person, food, clothing, and relations, he has obligation to his wife. He shouldn't take away from the amount he has to give to her. So how can such a neder even take effect? It's omed from Har Sinai. He has obligation once he got married already, that's the obligation. So the Gemara says, "Be'omer hana'at tashmishech alai." No, what did he say? He didn't say, "I'm taking a neder not to sleep with you." I'm saying, "Your pleasure is asur to me," and this way of saying it takes effect. So the Gemara says, "Ve'hal lo kanicha le'betashmish," and he doesn't want to sleep with her, so he can say that I am asur to benefit to have your pleasure, and he takes a neder not to, in that way, and then he doesn't want to sleep with her. He doesn't have that regard to sleep with her, so that neder would take effect. The Amar of Kahana, as Rav Kahana says, Tashmishi alecha, if she says, my sleeping onto you is asur, meaning that's a neder that doesn't count, so kofinota umishamashto, we force her to sleep with him. She has an obligation to be with her husband.
She cannot make this neder.
Not lashon. But if she says, hana'a tashmishecha alai, if she says, your pleasure is asur to me, now asur, he becomes asur to sleep with her. She'ein machilin la adam davar asur lo. We don't feed someone something that is asur to him. Look at the Mefaresh, the lefi she'ein v'hanat tashmisho asura aleya. The benefit of his sleeping with her is asur to her. Achinami ki amar hanat tashmishech alai. So too, if he said your pleasure of sleeping with me is asur, v'aday have a neder. That's for sure neder. V'asur l'shamsham ipnei she'nehanami mina. He's not allowed to sleep with her because he benefits from sleeping with her. And that lashon, the neder would take effect. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap on the daf. We started from Yudalan Amud Bet. We stated a case of Konam. He started saying different types of neders with a tnai, with a condition. And we're going to see, we saw a big machlok between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. Somebody says a neder not to sleep today if he sleeps tomorrow. So Rav Yehuda says, don't sleep today unless you sleep tomorrow. Rav Nachman says, no, sleep today, don't sleep tomorrow. Then as we got to the next amun, we brought multiple machlokas trying to see if we can disregard Rav Yehuda's opinion. One after another, each one sounded like you're allowed to do the thing that is setting a boundary for today, even though you might come in and violate the thing, do the thing tomorrow, which will retroactively bring you to violate the Isur today. And the Gemara explained that no, it wasn't saying lechatchila you should do it in any of those cases. It was saying that if a person did it, he will receive this punishment or so on and so forth. He has this violation now because he did such a thing, but he's not allowed to do it lechatchila. Then as we got to the Amud Bet, we started getting into the case of if a man says to his wife that you should become asur, he's really starting the Amun Aleph, but you should become asur to me to benefit if from now until Pesach, if you go to your father's house from now until Sukkot. So we brought all different types of cases, and we also were trying to contradict Rav Yehuda again, but we said that also was talking about the past tense. And then we brought the opposite case, which is talking about you're asur to benefit from me and now until Sukkot. If you go to your father's house from now until Pesach, we say that she's not allowed to benefit even until the end, lest she go to her father's house from before Pesach. And then the final part of the daf was really the end, was saying that if he says neder not to sleep with her and not to benefit from her, how does that take effect? He has an obligation to sleep with her. So it's really, if he says hana'at tashmishech alai, the pleasure that I get from you, from sleeping with you, is asur to me. So now it's the pleasure he's taking a neder from, and that pleasure he's allowed to take a neder of, and that's why it takes effect. Baruch Adonai Zamanan. Amen.